we're having our SCF Songs of Praise, where you have chosen what songs that we're going to sing, and we've got testimonies from various ones of you as to why this song is important to you. And I think it's really great that we've got that this week, after what Fiona said last week, when she spoke about the fact that all of us are part of the church, and all of us need to play our part in the church for the church to be all that God wants it to be. And today, lots of you are playing your part, which I think is really good. Your testimonies are really important because they encourage us. They point us towards God, don't they? And they help us to get to know one another a little bit better. So that's what we're going to be doing this morning. The first one that we had on the video there this morning was Big Daddy Weave, Redeemed by Woody. And actually, it is an amazing song. And I'd encourage you, go onto YouTube and find it. It's Big Daddy Weave with Redeemed.
So I've chosen Bless the Lord, O My Soul. I don't know what it's called, 10,000 Reasons. So in this song, there is a specific verse that jumps out to me. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me. It reminds me that in the morning, it's time to praise the Lord. It's a new day, which he has woken us up for, and he already has our day planned out for us. I have recently been struggling to wake up and read my Bible before going to school. This is mainly because I feel there is no time in the morning, but there is always time for God. In the coming weeks, I'll make sure that I do read the word before going to school, as it's a new day and I want to praise and spend time with him, even though I am unaware of what lies before me. By putting him first, I am more likely to see the treasures in the day.
Well, the one I've chosen is How Can I Keep From Singing Your Praise? And it starts off, I haven't got my glasses on. There is an endless song echoes in my soul. What, the main reason I've chosen this is, if we're honest, life is tough. And sometimes it's very tough. But when I sing this song, it reminds me that whether it's tough, everything's hunky-dory, whatever, that God is with us and is walking through it with us. Because some of the things it says in here, and though the storms may come, I'm holding on to the rock I cling. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Saviour lives. I can sing in the troubled times. I can sing when I lose my step. I can sing because you pick me up. I can sing because you hear me when I call out to you in prayer. And I find it reminds me of things in the past, and I've known God's been with me. And it's also a declaration to other people. And I think my favourite line is, and again, I haven't got my glasses on, I am loved by the King. And when you think our God is the King that created the universe, flung the stars into space, and yet he loves us. And I think that is amazing.
Morning, everyone. Morning. I apologise if I get a bit emotional about this. I'll try not to. Can I just ask you to imagine your fridge? And at the back of your fridge, in that corner, is that piece of lettuce. It's been there too long. And you get it out from the fridge. And you think, I'm going to have a nice lettuce sandwich. It's gone a bit, well, we'd say where I come from, laid out like a lettuce. And sometimes in our lives we get a bit laid out like a lettuce. There's no energy there. You know the Lord's there, but you've hit the buffers. Well, we've all had that experience, and I just wanted to read from Psalm 8, verse 3 and 9. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you've set in place, what is man that you should think of him? The son of man that you're concerned about him? The song, I call it my boomerang song, that's because it was written in Australia. No, not really. It just keeps coming back and back and back to me in my life and in our family's life. Sally will testify differently to this song. But when we were living in Bristol, we've got four children, and one of them suffered severely from epilepsy. And it was bad. And there were times when the ambulance was outside our house night, followed by two nights, another night. And then I always remember opening the door downstairs to the paramedics as they came traipsing through. I was dressed in my pyjamas and panicking. Lord, where are you? He's there. He's there. He's holding your hand. Lord, you are a shield around me. My glory and the one who lifts my head. He does. And this song, every time I sing it, it takes my eyes from down here and puts them up there. Jesus. The opening is my Jesus, my Saviour. So whatever you're going through, from us oldies to youngies, he's there and he will wrap his arms around you. So enjoy this song because it lifts your spirits. You won't be like that cucumber or lettuce in the back. That's deserving of the compost heap, because he just wants to wrap his arms around you and say, my Jesus, I'm here for you.
No, thank you. Okay, so my song is Waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. My eldest son died a year and a half ago, and this song has seen me through, and various people have sent it to me as well, without knowing it's the song that sees me through. I've been on my knees in tears, I've been standing up in tears, and I've been standing up and praising God to this song. And he is everything he says in this. He is my light in the darkness. He does make a way. He is a miracle worker. Maybe not in the sense that people might think, but he has worked a miracle in my family, in our hearts and in our healing. And he gave me words 2 years before North died. He said, I was worried about him because he was a little pain in the bum and he was always getting excluded for stupid things. But he had a big heart and he did know God, even when he went through the times of saying, I'm not a Christian, I'm a Buddhist. But he still prayed with me. When times were tough, God's the one he went to. And God said to me, I'm shaking. God said to me, I've got him. He will spill blood, but I've got him, and he will be okay, and he will be a leader of men. And through his death, he has led a lot of people to Jesus. And for that, I am truly thankful. And God has really shown himself to me through this song and through North's death, because for the first time ever, I mean, I felt him hold me. I felt him fill me up. And when I cry, they're tears of joy and healing. And that's why I love this song.
Well done. What a fantastic, powerful testimony. Let's stand and sing it, shall we, and give it our all.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dave, or David. Some of you know me as Dave, who does the DIY stuff. Or maybe Dave, who helps Roger with the youth group. But does my name tell you much about me as a person? Does it tell you how many people I helped as a firefighter? Or how much I love running? Does it tell you that I'm a third Dan Black Belt in Japanese martial arts, that I'm a proud father and grandfather, that I go caving with friends now and again, or that I've really recently joined a samba band. Did you know my name before this moment? Perhaps I'm just the bald guy who sits at the back of the church. In a very real sense, none of that matters. Because you see, you can't be healed in the name of David. You can't find peace in the name of David. And you certainly can't be saved in the name of David. In fact, the Bible tells us that there is no other name given amongst men by which we must be saved. No other name. The name of Jesus. That's the name, the only name. Not David, not Martin, not Sue. You can't be saved in the name of Muhammad or the Pope. You can't get eternal life through Elon Musk or Buddha. You can't be forgiven through Saint Teresa or Rishi Sunak. Jesus is the only way to God. The only truth and the only life. Jesus is the light of the world, the bread from heaven, the good shepherd. Jesus was in the beginning with God. Through Jesus all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made, from the biggest galaxy to the smallest quantum particle. Every planet, star, animal, tree and fish, and every person here now. Jesus was and is to come. Jesus died for your sins and mine. Jesus rose again and completely destroyed the power of death. Jesus crushed the serpent's head and smashed down the gates of hell. Jesus has given us his victory. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, you are set free from addiction. In the name of Jesus, depression and anxiety and guilt and shame are broken. They have no power over you. Jesus is your rock and your strong fortress. No one can take you from the hand of Jesus. No one can separate you from Jesus' love or his grace. Jesus will keep you and guide you and never leave you on your own. Jesus is everything. The song I've chosen is What a Wonderful Name. And it is Jesus.
I want to read you this bit from, it's actually what says at the beginning of the Psalms in my book. And it says, throughout our life, we all experience a wide range of emotions, such as joy, anger, peacefulness, frustration, despair, happiness, and anxiety. These feelings don't typically obey the carefully scripted creeds. Music and poetry often seem to be the only way to express them fully. The Book of Psalms speaks to this part of human experience through the prophetic words of people who offered their feelings to God. Are you angry about something? The Book of Psalms includes several prayers that express this same emotion. Are you afraid? So was David. Likewise, various psalms celebrate the incredible power of God, as it is revealed in his creation. This collection of hymns and prayers seems to touch every corner of the human soul. As with the psalm writers themselves, these honest expressions of feeling will draw you closer to the God who made you. And that's exactly the same for the songs that we sing on a Sunday. They express what we sometimes cannot. You know, sometimes there are no words, are there, for the situations that we find ourselves in. But there's often a song, as people have said this morning, that helps us express. And that's why worship is so important. It helps us express to God. And there have been many, many difficult times when I never know what to say to God. You know, you guys know some of the things we've been through. And sometimes it's really hard. You've got no words. But there's always a song that will help me express what I'm feeling and help me draw near to God. For me, this next song is an expression, it's an example of one of those songs. I'm going to save your voices because you don't have to sing it, but if you'd like to sing along, if you'd like to stand and worship, if you'd like to just watch it, then that's absolutely fine. Those of you that were on Zoom with us over lockdown will recognise this song instantly. It is our amazing youth and the song that they recorded for us during lockdown. I'll raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm. I still love watching our youth sing that with all of their hearts. It's really powerful.
Hello, everyone. Well, my song is Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and I just want to tell you how faithful God has been to me. I was very privileged to be brought up in a Christian home, had Christian grandparents as well, and I first asked Jesus into my heart when I was 6 years old. But in my teens, I grew away from God, but he was faithful and he followed after me. And in my early married life, I've prayed for my daughter who had bronchitis, and she was so poorly I thought she'd have to go to hospital, but next morning when I woke up she was a lot better, and I just praised God for his faithfulness through the years. And that song was sung at my second marriage to Joe, who isn't here today, but Sue and Tracy sang Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And I know that God is not a disappointment. I might have disappointed him by going away, but he's always been faithful and he brought me back to walk with him. And now I have the privilege of having 4 children, 12 grandchildren and 3 grandchildren who I pray for every day, and I know that God will be faithful in bringing them to know him too in their time. Thank you.
I have the same song, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and for much the same reasons as Chris, really, that it's been a bit of an anthem through our lives. Harvey and I also had that song at our wedding 28 years ago, and when our children were small, we used to sing this over them when they were in their cots, and when they were a bit older, we would used to sing this to them as they were going to bed at night. And we've seen the truth of this in both our lives and our children's lives, that God is faithful. He's shown that again and again that he's dependable, that he's trustworthy, that he's immovable, that he's reliable, that he doesn't let us down. He's completely consistent. I'm not very good with change, and knowing that God doesn't change, and that whatever we're going through, that we can depend on him. And we've seen in our lives his provision again and again, that all we have needed, he's provided for us. And I find it really reassuring that each day is a new beginning and a new start, and how he blesses us with his mercy in a new way each day. There's forgiveness for when we mess it up, and peace that comes from knowing him. The fact that he's been with us, his presence is there to cheer us on and to guide us, and he's given us strength for each day, even when it's not been easy, he's there to give us strength for what comes. And we can always have hope for tomorrow. So Isaac, I hope you're listening, because I want them to sing this at my funeral as well, because I know that I can have bright hope for tomorrow. Even on the day of my funeral, I will have bright hope for tomorrow because of what Jesus has done.
My song is How Great Is Our God. How Great Is Our God. We went to Africa a few years, probably about 12 years ago with the church, to Zambia, and we went to see Victoria Falls. We had to walk across a bridge to get this little island where we could see Victoria Falls. I'm afraid of heights. I am petrified of heights. Woody had to hold my hand while I walked over with my eyes shut. So after we'd had a look around, we had to come back. I wasn't coming back. I refused to go back on that bridge. And then I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was Martin here. "What's the matter?" I said, "I'm not going on that bridge." He said, "Just remember, Jesus is with you." I said, "Yeah, fine, I'm still not going on that bridge." He said, "I'll walk ahead and I'll wait in the middle for you. Just remember, God is with you." Right. "Keep your eyes open." Wow, yeah. So Martin walked ahead and waited in the middle. This bridge had to be about 5 miles long. Well, it did seem that to me. So I started walking towards Martin, keep looking at him. Yeah, I was still scared, but at least I was doing it. Get to Martin and he says, "Right, now look over the side." What? So I turned and I did look over the side and actually that's not too bad, is it? So I walked the rest of the bridge on my own. So this is about fear. I read a little verse this week somewhere, in the Bible. And it said, "Don't be afraid." We're doing a house group on Nehemiah, and with our book we're working with, in there it said, "If the door knocks and you're afraid to open it, take Jesus with you." Thank you.
The song I've chosen is an oldie but a goodie. And it was a song that we sang at our wedding nearly 26 years ago. It talks about the glory and the majesty and the awesomeness of our God, but it also talks about the fact that he came in Jesus and died for our sins. It was also one of my mum's favourite hymns. And my mum passed away 3 years ago, almost to the day 3 years ago. And at the celebration of her life, we sang this hymn, and Roy and Jason were leading that on that day. And I have never heard this song sung with so much gusto and so much passion and so much raw emotion than on that day. And the song that I've chosen is "How Great Thou Art."
God, how great thou art. We worship you this morning. Take a seat. You lot sound absolutely amazing from where I'm stood this morning. So our final song of this morning is one that seemed to be a worldwide church anthem during lockdown. And it seemed to speak to most of us. It's called "The Blessing." And I know I used this song many, many times to pray God's blessing over my kids and my grandkids when we couldn't see them during lockdown. And I know others of you used it too. So that's why I want to finish with it this morning. I want to finish with it as our God's blessing on us this morning. And as we're going to do this one on video, because they do an excellent video and you've all done a lot of singing. I want you to feel free to sit or to stand. I want you to feel free to lift your hands in prayer. Bring those that you love before God as we play this video and ask his blessing on them. Let's watch this video as we close. A powerful, powerful song. Usually makes me cry. I'm being very good this morning.
Well, I used to come to fellowship a long time ago, and I walked away from God and from fellowship. But I worked with people with learning disabilities for a long time, and one of the jobs I did was to do their end of life, except we didn't call it end of life, we called it All About You. And I was kind of thinking I must do my own end of life. And so I started looking for lots of choruses and things to hymns, and this is what stood out for me. And then when I thought, why do you want to give that? You know, play it at your funeral. And I thought, I want it to be a message for the people that know me but don't know me. And then I thought, God, I miss that. I miss God. I miss my relationship with God. And I miss worship so much. And so this was the chorus that brought me back to fellowship.
And we love having you back with us. I really hope you guys go away from here this morning feeling encouraged, uplifted, reminded of what an amazing, fantastic God that we have. And you have sung amazingly. Listening to it from here was just wonderful. So please go out from here encouraged and use song, use music to express yourself to God when you don't know what to say. So I just want to pray God's blessing over you before we have our well-earned tea and coffee. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. May he be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen.